Would you bow your heads, please? Father, without you, we can make a mess. But with you, we can do all things. So we rejoice this morning that you are in the control room, bringing forth what you desire for the house of prayer and the people of God. Amen?
Amen.
I want to remind you that that wind of change and shift is really the word shifting from the pulpit to the people. A lot of people have been waiting for that. And they're waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and not letting God operate through them on a daily basis. And it's not good. Everywhere you go, everything you do, everything that God ordains for you to do, you're supposed to do it. That's your training. In this house of prayer, it's not all about one person doing all the work. It's about the body using each of you. The Holy Spirit will operate through each of you with whatever gifts you have. But they have to be done in character. Okay? So I want to take you to Ephesians chapter 4. Because that's where he led me this morning. And we're going to start at verse 23. Actually, we'll back it up to 22. My focus is definitely 23, but it's really the middle of a sentence. Verse 22 says, "You were taught with regards to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires." I stress the word deceitful. "To be made new in the attitude of your mind, and to put on the new self created to be like God, in true righteousness and holiness." I stress the word. To put on the new self, which is what? The spirit man. Created to be like your creator. Well, you say, you mean I'm going to be like God? Yeah! Won't that be a surprise? You see, it's his word that you're going to argue with, it's not me. Because he's the one that wrote it by his spirit. You say, well, you know, that's kind of a new thing. It's shifting my mind a little bit. Praise God. I want you to get rid of your old mind. Because your old mind is set on natural things. What am I going to eat? We need money, God. We need a new one. We need a this and we need a that. And I need peace from that woman. I need peace from that man. I need peace from that kid that's misbehaving. See, it's all about me, me, me. Huh? Am I heading home?
No.
Okay. So you're relating. I could take you to the word and remind you that you're putting on the old self when you do that. Okay? "You were taught," 22, "with regards to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires." Deceitful. It's not all about you. It's about him within you. And if you don't believe that he's in you, then you have a problem. And yes, you can be focused on the spirit within you for a while, and then all of a sudden you got that brain back. Can anybody relate? And the emotions start shifting. Well, what about this? And well, what about that? And are you really a son of God? Are you really a daughter of God? Guess who's on your case? It isn't God. And you're going through a test, and it's allowed by God so that you can prove faithful. Amen? Verse 24. Put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. True righteousness and holiness. You mean to tell me I can say that I am holy? That's what the word says. It's not how you feel that counts. It's what he says about you. It's not what the world says about you. Because the world can give you your opinion, their opinion, and somebody else's opinion. But the bottom line is, his word is truth. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to me unless the Father draws. You need to be drawn in, okay? If you go back to Matthew 5:48, there's a scripture there that comes out of our Savior's mouth. Matthew 5:48. You might not like me right now, but Jesus is speaking, because if you have a red letter edition, it's written in red. I remember many times when I declared this word in an open space, in an open forum, in a church formula, I was told that I was nuts. It cannot be. That was their religious answer. But Jesus said it. So if Jesus said it, it can be done. Amen? How many of you have got a red letter edition? If this word is written in red, I want you to put your hand way up. Verse 48. Look around now. So you get everybody's opinion, so you'll be happy. It says, be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Woo! I can't be perfect. Well, I can tell you that it's full of baloney coming out of your mouth. Because he said you could be perfect. Just like your papa. How many of you relate to somebody in your family that you look like? And the older you get, you can see the connection. Okay? I look at myself in the mirror and I see my biological dad, who never brought me up. But boy, do I look in the mirror and I see those same eyes. I see it. It's almost scary. Because I never could really stand him. Because he rejected me before I was born. Got rid of me. With an agreement with the pastor of the church. That's right. They even named me before I was born. It was in September. I learned this later. And then they gave me away 3 times, and by the time it stuck, I was 9 months old. So I had 9 months on my mother's side of the bed, and my father never looked or went, because he could not handle one more child. Why do you think I have a heart for the broken and the rejected? Because it was formed in me. Molded on purpose. Can I be perfect? Absolutely, because he said so. So look at your neighbor. Say, you can be perfect too. Look at me. I'm being perfected. Every day. It's getting stronger. And more of him. And less of me. Amen. Okay, we're going to go Colossians. Ready? Chapter 2. Verse 9. This one's going to hurt your Christian formula. You know why? Because Christians don't believe this. But St. Paul wrote it under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. So if it's in your Bible, it must be his opinion. Amen? Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And you are being given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority. Where is he residing? Inside of me and you. in him you were also circumcised in the putting off of your sinful nature. Not with the circumcision done by hands of men, but with the circumcision done by Christ, which is the anointing. Having been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through your faith in the power of God, not in the power of self, who raised him from the dead. When you were dead in your sins and in your uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, and having canceled the written code, which is the Ten Commandments, with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us, he took it away, nailing the Ten Commandments to the cross. You say, well, how can you confirm that? Take a good look at the Old Testament, and where did they put those Ten Commandments slabs? They put them into the Ark of the Covenant, and then what did they put on top? The mercy seat. Who is your mercy seat? Where is he living? Inside of me and you. Where's Papa living? Wherever the Son is, the Papa is also. He is the vine. He, Jesus, is the branch, and we are the fruit. Don't let yourself drop off. You'll just dry up and become an old raisin. Not a good idea. Now, he'll squeeze you and make wine out of you so you can feed many. That's up to you. Let him squeeze you. Now, I was pressed to take out the Amplified on that verse because it got a little bit deeper. The Amplified says, for in him the whole fullness of deity, the Godhead, continues to dwell in bodily form, giving complete expression of the divine nature inside of me and you. Say, wow! God's alive in me! The mercy seat's inside of me! Covering the old covenant. And the new covenant of love is coming alive in me. I can even love my enemies. I can even pray for my enemies. Verse 10, you better make a line on that one. And you are in him made full and have come to fullness of life in Christ, in the anointing. You too are filled with God, the Godhead. Woohoo! You should be excited. Are you dead? Is the Godhead in you?
Yes.
Is this something to shout about?
Yes.
Well, shout!
Yippee-skippee!
Thank you. I was waiting for that one. I haven't heard yippee-skippee in days and weeks and months. Welcome home. Verse 10 again, and you are in him made full and have come to fullness of life in Christ. You too are filled with the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and reach full spiritual stature. And he is the head of all rule and authority over every angelic principality and power. Whew! That's worth shouting about. If you need to write that one down, put it on your rear view mirror of the car, so when you're looking back, you'll see forward. Put it on the bathroom mirror, so when you're criticizing what you see, you'll see forward resurrection. Because he's inside of you, and everything that's dead is definitely being canceled. Everything that's dark is being canceled. Oh, in case you forgot, I'm preaching. In him also you were circumcised with a circumcision not made with hands, but in a spiritual circumcision performed by the anointing, by stripping off the body of flesh, the whole corrupt carnal nature with its passions and lusts. You've had enough. Close your eyes, please. Father, I can't confirm any of these things. You have to confirm it. Because your word says that you will confirm with signs and wonders what you have invested in them today, and they are going to be fully aware of the Anointed One living in them. And when he's fully alive in them, nothing by any means will hurt them. They will be trusting in the one that's full of life instead of the one that's half and half. The half and half one is dying. Say, I'm being circumcised.
I'm being circumcised.
Cutting away.
The old selfish
nature. And it's being done by the anointing.
The Holy One of Israel.
Is on the job in me. He's recreating me. So get a clue. I'm looking like Papa. And the perfection of Papa is popping out of me. Touching many hearts. I'm ready for the week.
Hallelujah.
You got it. Did you get it? Enjoy it.
Amen.
It'll change your life.
Amen.